Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
This is the Central District, and it's 11 o'clock at night time. But if I put on my sunglasses, it wouldn't be too dark at all. And that's because there are lights everywhere. There's a neon sign across the street at an old antique shop. It's closed, but there are 1, 2, 3 signs lit up, and it's the same thing all down the street. Now, researchers say these signs are contributing to what is known as light pollution. You can tell by looking up into the sky, not a single star in sight. In fact, the sky is a light shade of gray because of the amount of light in this area. And this is affecting people's lives because above these businesses and signs are apartment blocks. So these neon lights are reflecting off of the windows and bouncing into people's homes. Christine Hsu lives near the area. She says sometimes the lights are so bright it makes it hard to fall asleep. Well, researchers are asking businesses to dim their lights and to turn them off earlier in the evening, except it's not going to be an easy thing to do. Hong Kong is a place where businesses can offer the same services or sell the same products side by side. The only way they can distinguish themselves from their competitors are through these neon signs to grab customers' attention. The bigger, the brighter, the better. Hong Kong is known to be a place that never sleeps. Well, now it seems it's because they never allowed the sky to go dark.